Oh, baby, baby. And I also wanted to marry Britney Spears. Hi, I'm Paul Tuhill, and you might remember me as someone with really long hair. Y'all, ring a bell.
All you sexy people at home like my song, okay, and vote for me.
I was on Singapore Idol Season 2 in 2006. Right now, I'm furthering my academia by doing a master's degree of applied learning and teaching.
I have a capsule. Okay. This is part one.
I have tons of stuff, but this is just some of it. I think there are like 3 boxes full of this. Kudos to Mummy Tuhill for helping me keep all this. I have like letters, I have... Oh look, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, let's make an idol out of Tuhill.
Well, I joined Singapore Idol essentially, like if I could go into my mind back then. I was very raw. I wanted to make the world a better place. I thought that by becoming a pop star and becoming famous, my voice could be heard, I could entertain people and essentially spread love.
Story behind my hair is actually like simpler than it sounds, you know. I started putting it over my eye because like that's where it was fitting. And it was actually kind of a security blanket for me. I've been told by a producer at one of the roadshows at Topayo Hub, apparently I didn't even know, and I'm busy waving around and all that, I almost got stabbed. A guy like ran over and tried to like literally stab me and another contestant. I wasn't too wary about how dangerous sometimes it could be, but like I think overall I think I handled it pretty well. But I mean sometimes socially it would be a little bit scary because you're constantly swamped.
Did having fame at that young age teach you anything?
Oh. Absolutely. I mean, most people, you'd go to secondary school, you have your social dynamic there, that's difficult enough. But like, this was on another level. So I felt it was a very accelerated social learning process. Idol gave me a substantial income through other means, but living with my mom, I'm 17, I don't have bodyguards. Do I miss it? Nah. Did I enjoy it? Hell yeah. I view it as a phase of my life. It's something I've experienced, had enough of, and it's a reason why I chose different pathways to where I am now. I feel really privileged to have had experienced that back then. Because back then too, the novelty of it was like, rare. You know, these days you'd be like, hey, you know my neighbor is a TikTok star.
So, you mentioned earlier there was the number one song on Singapore Radio.
Yeah.
There was number one for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What's the song?
Sorry?
What's the name of
it? It's called Here I Am. I'll put it this way, our industry was pretty small back then. Guess how much I kind of got paid for, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this, but guess how much I got paid every time we got played on the radio?
20 cents.
Huh? 20 cents, bro. So, it got played so many times, I managed to buy myself 8 plates of chicken rice. I did gigs, I did hosting, but over time I realized that I didn't want to be a pop star. Yeah, and right now I think I'm purely focusing on being a teacher. I'm privileged in a sense where like when it comes to financial freedom, like I have the luxury of like kind of doing what I want. People buy a motorbike, I'm getting my master's degree done. For me, I'm actually quite intense. If you ask me anything when it comes to like spiritualism, existentialism, or anything in the realm of stuff, I just like to think, I like to master everything, I like to analyze. Sometimes I overanalyze for like too much more good. I find like social situations are easier to navigate when I'm just taking it more lightly. And usually a joke helps. Yeah.